All right, we're going to go to the western part of the Mojave Desert to locate a place called Newberry Springs. Lots of interesting things about Newberry Springs. Do you like pistachios? Well, they have a pistachio festival there every November. Great spot to check out. It's an unincorporated community located on Route 66. It's east of Barstow and Daggett, and it's south of Yermo. Baghdad Cafe was filmed in 1988 at the Baghdad Cafe, which is about 2.5 miles into it. There is the Forks of the Road there, historic Mojave River Road. These are all places of interest to check out. They mostly look like ghost towns in a lot of ways. The original Del Taco is about 9 miles away. And it has an overall crime grade of D-. The estimated population is 2215. The median age is 43. Male to female is 1:1. 27% of the households live with children, 73% without. The median income is $63,000, 71% owned, 29% rent, 40% had high school graduation and stopped there, 37% went on to get some college, 18% got an associate or bachelor's. There are nobody there that got a graduate degree. 62% are married and 24% are single. Now, according to one of the markers that is there, the history is as follows. The westbound explorers and settlers first discovered the desert oasis while following the old Indian routes. In 1885, after the Santa Fe Railroad laid track that this site then simply was called water, it began to supply potable water for arid points east, filling the tanks at section houses used by the steam locomotives. But during the automobile advent and Route 66, it helped the place to grow. The town then was called Newberry, with its plentiful water supply and a welcome respite for travelers on Route 66. During its day in the 50s, Newberry had 5 gas stations, 4 motels, 4 garages, 5 cafes, 3 bars, 1 grocery store, a general store, and even a public swimming pool. But it was during that time, Walter Knott of Knott's Berry Farm, he contracted with the local farmers to supply the chickens for his famous restaurant in Buena Park. In 67, the name of the town was changed to Newberry Springs to avoid the confusion that was often ended up in Newberry Park. Unhappily, like with a lot of small towns, when Interstate 40 came in, it dealt a death blow to Newberry Springs and many other small towns along Route 66. So now it primarily serves the locals and people who wander off the interstate. So, Father, we lift up Newberry Springs to you. We pray that the 3 churches will connect, unite, and pray for revival together. We pray for Newberry Springs Assembly of God. We pray for the Faith Baptist Church of Cherokee Road. And we pray for the Newberry Community Church. God, we pray that intercessors will arise from each church to pray for the town, the crime issues, and other issues that they face. We pray, God, for the school, Ironwood Christian Academy, that is also serves as a camp ministry for retreats, for marriages, for couples, for women's retreats, men's retreats, and children's camps in the summer. They also train people, if they're going to go into the camp ministry, that are in college. We pray, God, that you will use this place to minister to many, that it'll be a place where people can stop for a moment and think about you and how important you are in their lives, their ministry. They even have an option for pastors who need to be refreshed and restored and time to get together with their leaders. We pray people will take advantage of this place and will use it. It's not that expensive. So we thank you for this place, God, and pray that you will continue to bless it. We pray for the Newberry Elementary School, and God, we pray that you will bless the teachers, the administration, help them to stay away from teaching anything that would cause gender confusion and the CRT confusion. We pray, God, about the crime. Every 3 days, a crime occurs in Newberry. Much of it is violent. The grade there is F for violent crime and the B minus for property crime and other crime is F. The top crime is vandalism at 17%, drug crime at 13%, burglary and assault at 5%. So we pray, God, for people to come to know you, that the gospel would be preached in such a strong way that it would bring transformation. We pray for all three churches to provide ways for people to reform and to change from the things that they've been bound by. We pray for the place that's in Newberry Springs, the hemp place. God, we pray that you would watch over all those that are trying to push drugs. And we pray, God, that people would find something else instead, and that would be you, and that they would be delivered from their need for drugs at all. There were 7 cases as of today of COVID. We pray, God, that this will diminish. We pray for all the points of interest that drive a lot of people out there, the places that have like the Cliff House Station and the Henning Motel, the Baghdad Cafe, the Whiting Brothers Dry Creek Service Station, the Mojave Water Camp. We pray for Rough House Ranch, where a lot of people come and do filming. And we also pray, God, that it would be used to encourage people to come out there and get some quiet time on this sort of like a little bit of a dude ranch. We pray for the rock art at Newberry Cave, the Pisgah Crater, and of course the Pistachio Festival. We pray that the people that it brings would be good and not a problem, that they would have a positive time and there would be no foul play. We pray, God, for revival to erupt in Newberry Springs and it to spring forth and it to send waves to all the towns around it. In Jesus' mighty name.